The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday.
Did you make that song end early?
No. It has like a weird quick fade at the end there. It's only 2 minutes and 16 seconds long. It's like the shortest end. The Green Day's got some short songs. Ah, short one. How you doing over there? Good looking.
Hey. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Had a good weekend. How about you?
Excellent weekend.
You did?
Yeah, it's really great.
What happened?
Well, I told you I'm in a band with the DiNardo brothers.
Yeah?
Like, they came over and we rocked it out and it was great. Oh, great. It's so much fun. Mm. Like, it's just so fun to jam. I mean, I know Maddie hates it, but...
Was he there? You go?
No, I was in L.A. this weekend.
He's down to three dogs. Now, he's got three leaky dogs. Is any of them under 12 years old?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Meanwhile, you're about to be...
hipless or hippie?
I want to be careful with words I'm not quite sure of. You're about to be laid up.
Yes, I will be laid up starting February 12th for I don't know how long.
Getting a little work going on.
And a hip done. But Shauna's mom passed last week. So I went down to take the dog so that she could go and be with her family and deal with all that stuff. So L.A. was standing.
Oh, invalid is okay. You're about to be an invalid. I just had to check it.
You're invalid, man. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
Yikes. Anyway. So, yes, your mother-in-law passed away last week, and that's rough stuff, right?
It is. It's very, very sudden. Looks like it was a cardiac event, so
happened
quick. And
she wasn't feeling good?
She wasn't feeling good.
To go to the doctor?
Yep, that's the deal, man. If you're not feeling good, go to the doctor. It's okay. She's a Native American and just never really trusted doctors too much, and it bit her in the ass at the end there, so.
Yeah.
But went down to L.A. and just made sure the city was still there and people
were
still...
Was it still there?
It's still there. The sky was beautiful. There was no...
Really?
It was... The Central Valley, you could tell, was totally hazy, you know, when you... Especially down towards L.A. But once you got into L.A., it was nice. People were going about their business, doing their thing. Sometimes people forget how big L.A. is, you know. The fire took out one part of L.A., but the rest of L.A. is still doing fine.
Yeah.
It's all wicked.
Oh,
meh.
You guys went, you hung out, you went to movies.
Yeah.
Wicked?
It was good. I just don't get the, like, greatest movie ever, you know.
It's not the greatest movie ever.
It was
close to the greatest movie ever, but it was a musical that I didn't, you know.
That you didn't hate.
It didn't kill me.
Right.
I could have done without
you
a few songs.
You survived it. It's really good. I mean, it's beautiful. But yeah, it's just a movie.
Yeah,
you're right. I suppose meh is okay.
I mean, no, it was good. It was a good movie.
You're allowed to not like it.
Right.
I did not like it. I just was when it was over. I was like, oh, okay, good. I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay, good. Well, there it is. Well, that's nice that you guys went together.
Yeah.
So now you've got all three dogs. How's that going at the house? Are they all so happy to be back together with each other?
It seems like it. And the one I got back is the easiest of all the three.
You know,
this one is 14, but looks and acts like it's still a puppy. Loves to run around and play. And
then you got 17-year-old Kelly.
Kelly, she got a ketamine shot on Monday. Yeah, that's what they give her for pain now is ketamine.
Well, doesn't she need those pretty, doesn't ketamine wear off? Seems like people get on that. They just keep on wanting it.
Yeah, you're supposed to do it like every week or two. So, but we'll see.
Oh, that's actually longer than I would have thought.
We'll just see how it works. She seemed really good today, so we'll see.
You know how when you're talking to people.
I don't really do that.
And you ask them some questions, and the next thing you know, they wipe the wrong direction or whatever, and you're like, what the?
Oh.
So I'm talking to a friend of mine over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. I pinch. I don't.
Okay. Listen, don't.
Yeah, never mind.
It's fine.
Right into your forward, right into your.
Don't.
Makes no sense.
Pinches, he says. He doesn't drag forward. It's just like a pinching motion.
Sounds like smelly balls to me, but whatever.
Mm. Well, I mean, ain't that the way?
I don't know.
Smell them all the time.
I don't have any idea. Anyway, I'm talking to my friend.
Okay.
And
about wiping.
No, not at all. This was just another one of those random, it comes up. My buddy goes, I said, what'd you do today? And I had to return a hair dryer. And I'm like, a hair dryer?
Which friend is this?
For the one hair you have left? Like, what are you kidding me? You use a hair dryer?
Is this Jason Sisko?
He's
the only one of your friends I can think of with a bunch of hair.
He does have a lot of hair.
Yeah.
It's not Jason. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about who it
is.
It's not.
Is it the guy? Is it Kevin from The Flies?
You're holding up the story. That's James.
Okay.
And no, it's not James. And he still has a glorious head of hair, too.
Yeah.
Anyway. He goes, I don't use it for my hair, dork.
Oh, he uses it for his down low?
And I'm like,
is it one
sorry.
Of those ones that they pull over the top of their head? You know, the hair dryers from the ladies thing? They just like, you put like go balls in the air and just pull
regular
that down over your butt?
Regular old hair dryer. That didn't work,
like
apparently.
Like a blow dryer.
Yep, a blow dryer, yes.
Okay.
And he goes, I don't use it for my hair, dork. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's called a hair dryer.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he
it's
goes,
actually called a blow dryer. So, of course it's used for something else.
He goes, I use it on my bed. And my clothes. And my balls.
Oh, bed, clothes, and balls. He's sweaty. He's a sweaty dude.
No.
What's going on here?
He goes, I warm the bed before I get in it.
What?
With the hair dryer.
Oh.
And I go, every night before you get in
so it's
bed.
It's like plugged in next to the bed?
Don't worry. The questions continue. You just did it.
Mm.
That's it. I went, so you pull the hair dryer out. And dry your pillow, you heat up your pillow and your sheets before you get in.
Want that?
I want it cold.
I want it cold.
And I get in the,
I'm like, roll over
to the cold spots.
Right. I always throw my legs and arms out into the cold spots. I don't want my bed warmed up.
He goes, yeah, you're knocking it. But everyone that's ever stayed here with me when I've done this has been like, wow, that's amazing. And I was like, okay.
So I guess you got to go sleep over his house. Huh?
And then I go, and then you warm your clothes every day before you climb in them. And he goes, yeah, and it's great. You should try it.
You ever pull something out of a dryer, though, and put it on, like, right out of the dryer? Like, you're cold. You're like, I want to put it on right out of the dryer. And then all of a sudden, you're breaking a sweat. You're like, oh, my God, his clothes are too hot for me.
This friend of mine, I'm like, so do you turn it inside out and then hurry into it real quick after you've dried it sufficiently? And he goes, now you're just being a wiener. And I'm like,
this is all new.
Maddie?
Questions. Yeah. Let's go back to everyone who has ever stayed here. So are you saying, A, he warms up his guest beds for people, or B, he has
women. Lady friends who stay over.
But he does that like, hey, you're staying over.
In front of them. Right?
Yeah, that's my question.
This is definitely Billiam, I think.
That's
I can't think of
definitely,
any other
I think.
Single. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Well,
anyway, it doesn't matter who it is. The point is that it was just Billiam. An interesting window into a person's world where I went, every night.
Mm. And then I started going, their little comfort things, you know?
So let me get this straight. You move it back and forth between the bathroom then during the day.
Mm.
And he was like, yeah. And I go, so if you're climbing into bed at night and it's in the bathroom, you will walk, you'll go to the bathroom and get it before you get in bed and dry your sheets. And he's like, yeah.
Yep. And then now he's heated the bed. And does he leave it on the bedside table next to him? Or does he go walk it back in and then come back and get in the warm bed?
My curiosity, I know he keeps it by the bed because then he's got to warm his clothes in the morning. So I'm curious if any of you have heard of this.
No.
It's completely foreign, right?
I've never heard this before.
I've never heard this, and I was...
The closest I've heard to this is in the book, The Little House on the Prairie, where they would take a brick that they had warmed by the cooking fire, which is, you know, the only source of heat in the house, and then they would wrap it in like a rag and put it at the bottom of the bed so that their little feet would be near a warm source. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
People listening...
Books. They're a thing from the olden days.
Little House on the Prairie. Well, it was also a TV show.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the book. I learned a lot more from the book than
but
I did from the TV show.
But they did that because houses got cold at night because the fires would go
that
down.
That was it. That's all.
This is the modern day house. So I'm still hung up on the, hey, baby, we're going back to my place. But before we do anything, hold on a minute.
Yeah, let me get this.
And according to him, he says... Bed. Everyone who has ever stayed over loves it, and then they start doing it. And I was like, okay, I have
now,
no...
Does he put it like you... So now you've got your blow dryer.
Yeah.
And you've got your bed.
Yeah.
Do you like lift up the sheet and the blanket and put the thing in there and just let the warm air balloon up the, like warm the space underneath? Or is he actually taking it and running it back and forth across his mattress with the bed wide open, letting all that heat escape?
I have never boned this man, so I've not been there for the show that is the pre-show that is. Let me
so
get our.
So you don't know
bed.
If he's just slipping the thing under.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I doubt he. This person started to get very.
Defensive about it.
Well,
like what? I just found out I'm doing something weird.
Oh, am I entertaining you? Mm. I was like, I'm just trying to understand, man. I feel like
and what's
now,
wrong with being entertaining?
I do feel like now I've heard it all. I mean, the whole wiping forward and then you're not supposed to do that. And then now I've heard it all.
Mm.
You know, you get into someone's head and suddenly you're like,
what? You know, the greatest thing about that is you've never really heard it all. It's really, it's kind of a refreshing feeling to know that there'll be something else. You've never really quite heard it all. Like sometimes you feel like I've seen it all and then you see something else and you go, wow.
I need a working hair dryer to warm my sheets before I sleep each night.
I really need to know what the methodology is.
A couple
that.
Of the texters are asking the same thing. Hasn't your friend heard of a heated blanket?
Oh, that's true. Those take a second, though. Like, John's always like, yeah, we had electric blankets for a little while.
Oh, 408. My hubby will use the hairdryer to warm the sheets when it's really cold out. LOL.
Oh, wow, that's adorable. I guess it gives you like a little leg up on getting the bed warmed up because eventually you'll warm the bed up. But maybe sometimes your feet never quite get warm enough, so you just have to like warm up that area. And can be a thing, I guess. I don't know. Who wants cold feet in the bed?
Peter Cook of Lighthouse Realty? No, it's not.
Could be Peter Cook.
It doesn't matter who. It's ridiculous, and I was shocked to hear it.
It is shocking, but it's, I mean, I suppose, I guess you just like it the way you like it. I'm with you, though. I want to get in a cold bed and actually shiver for a while. I love that. I love that feeling. Like, tuck it all in. And then you like feel the bed start to warm up.
Gotten into the clothes thing. I mean, that's even, talk about like an extra thing you have to do every day.
Well, what about the balls? Right. I mean, we didn't even really get to. So what? Well, he's so sweaty from the bed and the clothes.
Oh,
that
his, yeah.
His
no,
balls need to
you
be
know,
dried?
This is a. As I was mentioning, we're out of time. We should probably.
We're really not. Keep going.
As I was mentioning to you guys when we discussed the process by which we clean ourselves.
You mean after number two?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to you.
We really hung on to this. This is like the last thing we talked about on Friday.
Yeah.
We're back.
This was one of those things where no one really talks to you about it. So I always stood up forever.
Mm.
And I didn't even know about people staying sort of the side lift until I started having other roommates, and I would see the dust on the back of the toilet and be like, can someone explain this to me? Why is there butt dust on the... And then someone did, and then I started to go, oh, I do it differently. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know.
Do you think that you do it right or wrong?
I have since switched over to the staying half-seated or the lift.
Butt dust to the pile.
No, I never allow that to...
Is that so?
I never.
Do you go...
No,
or do you like use your hand and just
my
wipe
hand,
it off? There? Well, what do you do? You
just a little
just
piece of toilet paper.
Trickle some toilet
there,
paper over the top.
I clean that before I walk away from it. But you don't know. How do you know?
I mean, your mom tells you.
My mom did. Well, Sandy dropped the ball.
Sandy, maybe you just weren't listening to her. She probably did tell you.
She had three boys.
About little kids,
she was
though,
busy.
There's nothing cuter than like little boys. When they need to pee or whatever, like their bathroom stuff, they just don't know and they don't care and stuff. I remember just would be in the woods or out for a hike or whatever, and like they would not just pull it out and go. They'd have like all the pants had to come down, so like you got bare legs and the little bare butt, and they're pee wee, you know, whizzing. And I'm just thinking, it's too cute to say anything. So maybe my kids still drop their trousers all the way to the ground. Maybe your mom was just like, it's just so cute how he stands up with you know, caca on him, and he's and he's just dancing around the house with that. He can't stay seated. That kid, you can't keep him sitting down.
Anyway, you don't know until you talk to somebody or see somebody else who does something different, and then you go, oh.
Yeah, that's where you find things out.
Weird.
It's when you think everyone does things the way you do in your family, and then people look at you like cockeyed. What are you doing? I'm sorry. What's happening over there? Are you standing up to wipe? And why did? Oh, because you had to ask about the butt dust. That's how you found out. Like, why is that there?
Well, it's. I'd never seen that before.
I mean, did you watch your roommates go to the bathroom?
No.
No, he would walk in after and be like, what's all that in the toilet?
No one was taking care of their mess.
Please show me.
Oh, do you want guys to go have a moment in the bathroom?
No. I'm just being Vinny.
Oh.
My coworker leaves butt dust and hair on the toilet seat in a small shared office bathroom. I've had to send Slack reminders to the whole office to ask people to clean up after themselves. Gross. Slack is like a
in-office messaging. Mm-hmm. You know, I am mystified by the men's room, because in the girls' room, sometimes there's inappropriate talking. Like, I don't want to talk. I'm in the stall. Just wait till we get out. But people don't mind that. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever. I guess it masks the peeing sound. But there are no, like, we're horrified if we make an embarrassing noise or, you know, if there's a stinky smell or we're sitting there for too long or whatever. Right? It's just, but then in the boys' room, there does not appear to be any, and I'm not saying you, because I actually feel like you're closer to me than you are to other dudes. Like, because I know that you don't do the number twos here at work.
Oh, no.
But, man, there's like a leaving of the self-consciousness at the door and just going in and destroying. And so I feel like if you're sharing a single bathroom, like this lady with the Slack message, I mean, how do you not think to yourself, let me turn around and look and see if I've left something? Because everybody knows I'm the last person who came in here.
You would think.
You would, right?
You would expect that someone would go, I'm not done here yet. I need to.
Let's take a quick look.
Even go Sarah's route.
Yeah, blow that thing. Blow it up there. Dude, God, there's butt dust. Get it off there. I don't know if that would work, but let's give it a try.
Anyway, hair dryer.
Yeah, that's clothes. Where we started. That's fun.
Oh, what I was working my way towards is, I didn't realize all those guys that walk around nude in the locker room were in part trying to dry themselves before they dress. Like, that's, and I definitely have learned, like, because I would usually just, whatever state of dry or undry I am, I pull my clothes on and then just
on,
whatever. Yeah. I have since learned to just hang around for a minute, let myself dry.
Do you give it a fluff? Do you give it a, like, air it out, get all the skin bits not touching
really
each other?
Do you really need to ask if I'm busy with myself?
No. So that's a yes, then?
I mean, come on.
Let's flip-flop that thing around for a while. It's 1
Absolutely.
O'clock.
That's right. What I do.
Well,
Yeah, but they come up and talk to you when they're naked.
No, like, no, I don't do any of that. Yeah, I do this. This is all at home. But I'm just saying.
There's the top wiggle, you know, where you can wiggle it like that, and then there's the under flap. You know, there's a lot. You know what I'm talking about.
Is that your impression of a wang?
This is no. It's from here. There's a top wiggle.
Oh, you mean
that boys do? I'm talking about boys. I was like, you know, I picture guys walking around in locker rooms going, you know, little top wiggle, little bottom flap. You know, let's keep this thing moving. Let's get the air going around down there.
You don't have that quite right.
Oh, yeah? Tell me everything.
I think that if you're handling yourself while walking around naked in the locker room, you're probably going to get called out on that as, you know, inappropriate.
Mm, I see.
Like, we might have to pull your card and you may have to go elsewhere if you're going to handle yourself in front of everybody.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really, it's more of just like a let's keep it moving. Let's keep the air flowing.
650 says, enough butt dust. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, we ended last week with it and started this week with it. So it's all downhill from here, everybody. KLLC, KLZ HD1, San Francisco's Aaron and Vinny, Alice Morning Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.